We've been featuring this year's recipients of AFSC's Women in Ag Awards, and today we're heading to Lloydminster for a chat with Tara Weaver. She was telling us her introduction to agriculture might be somewhat unique, as she didn't grow up on a farm.
I grew up in town. My parents were both involved in healthcare. So I'm one of those people who kind of has a unique perspective in that I can kind of relate to the people who maybe don't have an agricultural connection. And through that, I kind of like to do what I can to see how I can build community between consumers of ag products and producers of ag products.
When you approach people, or do people approach you, what essentially happens when you're doing that, when you're trying to, you know, tell the story and maybe get rid of any misinformation that may be out there?
I guess to kind of give a little more background, growing up in town and having kind of not a whole connection to agriculture, I was lucky enough to have an aunt and uncle who were on the farm. They farmed near Edam, Saskatchewan, and they were very welcoming to me. And so through that, I was able to see, even as a city kid, you know, I was able to see, oh, okay, here's how cattle are raised. And they were very welcoming for me to be able to come along and come on those cattle drives. And now, you know, from the farming perspective, I might have been a little bit in the way, but I sure never felt like I was. Yeah, they just, you know, welcomed me along, and I'm sure I was in the wrong spot. But, you know, as I grew up, I got to spend time with Aunt Noreen and Uncle Richard and moved some cows with them, got to butcher some chickens with them. I got to ride in the combine with Uncle Richard, you know, for hours on end, and it was really great. And that developed some fantastic memories for me, and it really, really did develop an interest. And at home, with my parents involved in healthcare, I mean, we didn't have pets even. I think I did have a hamster. I know I did have a hamster for a short time. But for some reason, whether it came from the connection to my aunt and uncle's farm or whether it was just innately in me, I had a real love for animals, real interest in them. So I went to college to take animal health technology, and I went to Lakeland College in Vermilion. And my mom used to joke with me because I would come home to our very town professional home with my pig coveralls, you know, and she might not have been so thrilled about that because, you know, the things I was bringing into our house were not common in our home. So, but my interest was there, and I was really, really keen to learn. And so there I was, a city kid, learning about pigs and learning about cattle and sheep. And eventually, I did know also a farmer growing up, little farm boy who I really, really fell for in high school, and I ended up marrying him. So it ended up really working out well for me that I took animal health technology in school at Lakeland College, and I ended up working at both vet clinics at various times in Lloydminster. I was at the Lloydminster Animal Hospital, and I also worked at Weir Veterinary Clinic, and I learned so much, and I just developed that interest more and more through my work and through the people that I was meeting, and I ended up marrying that farmer, and his family were so welcoming.
Are you still in the veterinary business?
No, I worked in both vet clinics for a few years, quite a number of years, actually. I was married, and we had kids, and they were growing up, and everything was getting busier on the farm and busier with the kids' sports. I left the vet clinics, but I still worked very closely with both of them, you know, with our animals on the farm. And I still know a lot of people who work at both of those clinics, and we have a really good relationship.
One of the requisites of the Women in Ag Award is that you work with youth, you try and teach something about agriculture, you hopefully promote something with women in agriculture. What are you all involved in?
Well, it was funny because when I was nominated, that was right out of the blue. It was a total secret. I knew nothing about any of it. So when I got the call that I had won, I was so excited and shocked and surprised. And they sent the nomination to me so that I could see who had nominated me and what had been written. The lady who nominated me is Cecile McCleary, and she's a lady who grew up on a farm near us, but she was prompted to nominate me also by her brother, who I refer to as Uncle Dave, because he is my husband's uncle, and he is a very well-respected farmer in our area. And literally, it made me speechless, which it never happens. So when I was reading that nomination, I came to realize some of the things that I guess I have done, but I really had never made this list before. So it was fascinating to me also to read and go, wow, yeah, you're right, I did. I have done this, and I am doing that. So the things that I do on a daily basis, what I do is a social media post, and what I post is what I'm doing. So it's not a curated, edited video for TikTok exactly. It's just, here I am, we're going out this morning, we're baling straw, or we are feeding cows or we're processing cows. Or yesterday I decided to talk about antibiotic use in animals because I had a sick little lamb and she needed to have an antibiotic to live. I talk about things like that as a way of inviting people into our farm through, you know, virtual technology, letting them see what's actually happening so that if there are some misconceptions out there, hopefully I can show you what's actually happening. And our farm is not unique. We're a mixed farm. We have cattle. We have sheep. We actually have bees, which is another funny story. We have laying hens. And so I can touch on a few different aspects of what's happening on the farm. We also have grain. I'm less knowledgeable with the grain. My background is definitely animals, but I try. So in that way, I welcome whoever is interested to come and see what's happening on our farm. And you can see that farmers do care about their animals. They do care about the environment. I can just show you. I don't need to tell you. You can see it. And trying to say, you know, this farm is not unique. Every farmer that I know does things the way that we do things for the most part. So I'm trying to get that out there. And then, yeah, through reading the nomination, I helped to create and develop and volunteer at our exhibition association for a few different things. Lloydminster has a very active agricultural exhibition, and we have a local food event every fall called Harvest Festival. My friend Kelly and I came to one in Edmonton, I believe it's called Indulgence, years and years ago, and we thought, you know, this would be a great thing in Lloydminster. It's very similar to Indulgence, where we have local producers from this area, and that means all the way, you know, as far as we can reach within reason, you know, as long as you could travel within an hour or two. And we get fruit and we get meat and vegetables from these local farmers, and we invite them to attend, and we have the chef at the exhibition prepare about 8 to 10 stations of these local foods, and we try and connect consumers with those producers so that if they're interested in buying locally, they have that option. As far as for kids, I do get invited, and I love it, to come and talk to preschool kids from time to time about mainly bees lately. They're very focused on the bees, but sometimes I've spoke about sheep and cattle as well. That's just within the schools. And we also do have something at the Exhibition Association called Ag Ed Days, and I volunteer for that and have done for a number of years.
How do you enjoy it all? Like, is it something that you're still extremely passionate? It sounds like you're very passionate about it.
Oh, I love it. I love it. You know, I just love, especially with kids, the questions that they'll ask, but also with adults as well. You know, sometimes as farmers, we can get pretty wrapped up in what we're doing. And if somebody asks us a question that we think is maybe kind of obvious, it's not obvious to everyone. And that's where my unique perspective can come in, because I grew up in town too, and I didn't know this stuff. Now, I don't know everything, but I know some. And so I love getting the questions that are very, very honest and very, you know, curious. And I just, yeah, I love it. If I don't know the answer, I'll find it. And helping people to understand better how their food is grown and where it's grown and by whom. And yeah, I love that kind of thing. I have a story of an aunt who came to visit us one time. I have an aunt who lives in Vancouver, and she is vegetarian, and her kids are as well. They're grown now. And she came to visit us on the farm, and I'm respectful of people's choices. By all means, if you're vegetarian, more meat for me is what I say, so go ahead. But I had vegetarian dishes ready for her. I knew she was spending the day, and we toured the farm and showed her the cows. And at the end of the day, there was vegetarian dishes as well as, I think I'd made a roast, I'm not sure, something with beef. And she said, oh, I want to try that. And she said, now that I've seen it, I know how it was raised. I feel better about it, and I want to try it. And she'd been a vegetarian for years. Her disclaimer right away was, don't tell my kids, because they weren't there. But yeah, you know, once she had been on our farm for one day, she felt better about eating meat. So I feel like maybe if we tell our story and invite people in a little bit more, there will be less distrust. Maybe we can create a little bit of community in that way.
One thing we also asked was if she feels it's full steam ahead right now for women in agriculture, and she said she has never felt held back because she's a woman. That's Tara Weaver of Lloydminster, one of this year's recipients of AFSC's Women in Ag Awards. I'm Cheryl Brooks, and this is The Rural Connection.